chapelboro.com. Go there quick and stay a while. Chapelboro.com, more of what you live here for. Now News Talk 1360 WCHL presents Side Dish, hosted by Deborah Miller. Tune in for 30 minutes of tasty talk with culinary aficionados, wine connoisseurs, and more. Side Dish is locally produced by News Talk 1360 WCHL. Now let's get to the tasty talk with Deborah Miller.
Welcome to another edition of Side Dish. I'm your host, Deborah Miller, and I have around my virtual table today, all the way from, you're in New York, right, Paul?
Yes, I am.
Paul O'Donnell, and he has a new book, and we're going to have a lot of fun talking about this. It's called Man Up, 367 Classic Skills for the Modern Guy. That's hysterical. Now, I'm laughing as a girl. Thanks for coming on.
Thank you for having me.
So tell me how the idea for this book came up.
Well, it came in stages. You don't attempt a book, or you shouldn't, I should say, overnight. I mean, I think that guys, I as a guy grew up feeling like I didn't know a lot of stuff. And I think that guys are expected to know everything, about everything. And, you know, it's sort of part of that cliche of guys not asking for directions when they're driving is that, I think guys are expected to. I think guys expect themselves to know everything.
And women would like them to.
And women would like them to, or at least as much as their dad knew. You know,
uh-huh.
I think that's the bar for a lot of women. You know, and so I think that as I got to be a little more mature, that I realized that there's no reason you should know how to sail a boat, you know, and there's no reason why you should know how to fix your car unless you were taught. And so what I wanted to do with the book is just teach a little bit, enough for somebody to get started or to feel comfortable, you know, attempting something that they've never tried before, or just have a little more confidence in themselves, knowing that if X, Y, or Z came up, that they'd be able to manage it.
And they would have a manual to jump to if they needed it.
Well, hopefully they keep it with them wherever they go.
Well, it is. It's a really cool book, and the way that it's laid out, it's easy. It is not just these long pages about do this and do that. It's graphically laid out beautifully, and a lot of really cute graphics. And but before we kind of go there, what is your background?
I'm a journalist. I've worked for magazines mostly for years, and I have been a freelance journalist for a couple of years. And in fact, when the publisher and I connected on this book, I had just sort of come into freelance life, which is something a journalist always wants to see if he's going to sink or swim out on his own.
Uh-huh.
And so this book came, and it was a great opportunity for me because it gave me something that I always had to do for those stretches when a freelance journalist finds himself just twiddling his thumbs. So it was a tremendous amount of reporting and a tremendous amount of thinking, and it was a project that came along for me at just the right time.
Well, where did you grow up?
I grew up all over. My father was in the Navy for 30 years. So I was, I've lived in the Middle East and Europe and down by D.C. and all over.
So does that mean he was or wasn't around a whole lot to teach you, you say on the front, all the skills your father never taught you. Did you learn these things from him?
I learned a lot from him. He was not around a lot when I was younger because he was on board ship more. But he was based on land the further he got into his career, as will happen to Navy guy. And so he taught me a lot. My dad was a constant lecturer. If a car trip with my dad was a classroom in which he told you everything he knew. I wouldn't say that everything in this book comes from him because he was kind of a cerebral guy, and so I had to go out and learn a lot of the physical stuff and tool stuff, from owning my own house and hanging out with other guys and through interviewing folks for the book specifically.
Well, as I was saying earlier, I really like the layout, and you've got you've got segments throughout here that have little blocks that talk about the 10 albums, rock albums you should have, and the 10 items you should always have in your medicine cabinet, and
right.
nine ideas for great first dates. And I just – I really had fun reading it and looking at it as what a woman's – from a woman's perspective, and found myself wishing that I had – a copy of this to give to every guy I know, well, which is like that's going to be a great present.
I hope so. I mean, it's funny that the book it has been both before it got published and since has been a huge conversation starter. I could not list everything you need to know. I couldn't, you know, and even those 10 albums or 10 songs. Even the 10 things that go into your medicine cabinet provoked debates with people, and I was constantly getting into long conversations with either the people I was interviewing or people I met on a plane or whatever, just talking about how what really a guy needs to know, and then once you know what he needs to know, how to tell him, and so on. And so the book itself is a great basis for conversation and for exploration. So that's been a lot, you know, part of the fun of it. And I think what is part of the fun of reading it.
Well, it is. And I mean, first off, I got right to the 10 truths about going bald. And my ex-husband was bald, and he used to say, there's not one thing I can do with hair better than without it. And I used to, we used to really laugh at that. And I, you know, I just wish you'd had a big, 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 big piece on the comb over. I mean, you'd mention it.
I do mention it because I think the comb over is something that will come back to bite you if you try that as a solution. And I, you know, I point out in the book that you know, losing your hair is evidence that you've got a lot of testosterone in your body, which is a good thing.
I know, and men should be happy with that.
Right.
I mean, I tell you what, I don't know what it is with men and a comb over, but it would be so simple to just cut it right on off.
That's right, and that's what I recommend.
So let's we're not too far from having to go to a break, and when we come back, I want to delve a little bit further into some of this kitchen stuff, talk about how much fun you had writing this, and I want to find out if you've been doing book signings and stuff. So, is the book just out?
It's just out 2 weeks. I have not done any in-store book signings. People that I know have bought a few books for people who are graduating or for young people in their lives, and have me. So I walk into homes now, and people hand me a stack of 5 books and say, "Can you sign these?" So
well,
you know, which I'm pleased to do.
I'm planning to give a copy to my nephew who's just about to graduate from high school. So we need to go to a break. Don't go away. You're listening to Side Dish on WCHL 1360.
We now return to Side Dish, News Talk 1360 WCHL's locally produced program dedicated to all things food. Download this and all episodes of Side Dish from WCHL's website, chapelboro.com. Chapelboro.com, more of what you live here for.
Welcome back to Side Dish. I'm Deborah Miller. I have around my table today Paul O'Donnell from all the way from New York, and we are talking about his new book, Man Up, 367 Classic Skills for the Modern Guy, All the Skills Your Father Never Taught You. And this is going to make a great Father's Day gift and a great graduation gift, don't you think, Paul?
I completely support that. You can say that as often as you like.
I wish you were here so you could sign my copy because, as I said right before we were going to break, my nephew is getting ready to go off to college, and I really want him to grow up and be the kind of guy that I would like to hang out with.
Well, I think that's the target audience. It's written very much for young guys who are going out on their own for the first time and are going to be, you know, learning what it's like to do without mom or, you know, having to go buy their own food or, you know, stock their own medicine cabinet or whatever.
Well, you know, one of the things that sort of struck me is I lived in New York City for a while, and even though I grew up in Chapel Hill and moved back here, men are a different breed in New York, and this book is not just for New York men. There are a lot more metrosexuals up there than there are here, and a guy down here just necessarily is not going to tell you he got a manicure.
That's true, and some of these things I put in as kind of like explorations into how why can a guy get a manicure, and I ended up and the advice in the book is, sure, your nails need to look good, and it's something that a lot of guys, don't think much about. But the main problem is, what are you going to do? Walk into a nail salon? So you really, as a guy, you got to develop that skill for yourself to do it.
Well, you should go with a girl. I mean, my first manicure as a female, Nicky Hopkins, who used to play piano for the Stones, he took me for my first manicure, and they tore my fingernails up, and he loved it. He said, I get these once a week. Everywhere I'm on the road, I stop and go get a manicure. And ever since then, I'm addicted.
I should have put that in the first date thing, come to think of it.
First date. Perfect.
Perfect first date.
Well, so because it's Side Dish, let's talk a little bit about I really enjoyed reading your section on feathering your nest and for kitchen equipment and what a guy stocks in his kitchen and all that kind of stuff. So do you cook?
I do a lot of cooking now. I mean, my house was a very cooking house when I grew up, and so we all learned to cook. And my father was as good a cook as my mother, and so I tend to do a lot of it. And my wife and I are both working, and so we try to both pull our own weight in the kitchen. So, and I really enjoy it.
Well, the kitchen equipment you list: a 10-inch diameter cast iron pan. All you guys up north might not have your grandmother's pans, but us people down south do. A set of heavy bottom pots, and that's the key. All my friends say to me, what should I buy? And I don't get into All Clad or any brands other than it needs to have a really, really heavy bottom.
Right.
Wooden spoon, spatula, cutting board, and an 8-inch knife, chef's knife. Perfect.
I think that should do it.
I mean, you could do anything with those.
Yeah. And I mean, really just, I find myself doing, 75% of my cooking just, with the knife and the wooden spoon and one pot, those three things will take you pretty far.
Well, the next section after that is, what should a guy stock in his kitchen? Now, how did you pick these? They're perfect. I'm just curious.
It's things that I just found, myself reaching for the most often, and things that are versatile, that olive oil, for instance, can go as instead of butter on bread,
mm-hmm.
And it's pretty much the starting, my wife and I sometimes joke that, we'll pour olive oil in a pan and put some garlic and onions in, and when the other person says, what are you making? You say, I don't know yet. You can start with some olive oil in a pan and just see where it takes you. And then certain things, like I think peanut butter is on that list.
Where it
you
is.
Just, it's a easy and really adaptable bit of protein, So I think I think that was what I was looking for, is just things that were the beginning point for a lot of different meals and that certainly that would keep you alive.
Well, absolutely. My favorite thing on the list, and it's the start of the list, is bacon. And I believe every house should have bacon and not be afraid of it. And
no, absolutely. And I've been reading lately that bacon isn't even that bad for
it's
you.
It's not.
Has really just made my life.
Well, and especially if you can buy locally and you know where it came from, I mean, there's some Newski's actually is it's not local, but Newski's makes some of the best applewood smoked bacon you'll ever put in your mouth. And it's a great thing to start off in a pan with olive oil and garlic add your pasta.
Right. It's true.
You might want to add.
I recently got into putting bacon in the microwave, and I don't know if that is sacrilege.
Well, that's pushing it a little, but yeah. You can get away with it.
But for a bacon addict, it actually, you know, for a quick fix, it works. It's not my Sunday morning routine, but the other day I was just cooking an egg, and I thought, God, I'd love some bacon, but I didn't have time to, you know, go the whole nine yards and clean up was the problem. And so I just threw it in the microwave, and I was pretty happy.
Well, I think one of the other sections that I got a kick out of was eating in, eating out. And one of your segments here is, what's the proper way to order wine? And I really enjoyed how you made that simple, so simple.
Yeah, and I think that it was my goal throughout the book, was just to demystify a little bit. And I think something like wine is a perfect example of the kind of thing that a guy thinks that he needs to be able to bluff his way through, you know, and to know about, or else he isn't a man. But in fact, you know, it's just there to be enjoyed and learned about. And, you know, knowing that the wine guy is there to ask questions, I mean, that's what he's there for. And so, rather than have wine be this difficult thing that is intimidating, you know, just relax and
go
try
with
to
it.
Enjoy yourself, you know.
Well, we're gonna have to go to break here again in a second, and when we come back, I want to, you know, touch on a few other things about the book. Paul, tell us again name of the book.
It's Man Up, 367 Classic Skills for the Modern Guy.
And all you modern guys out there, you won't be able to resist this book. And it's small, so you can carry it with you. You're listening to Side Dish on WCHL 1360. Don't go away. We'll be right back.
We now return to Side Dish, News Talk 1360 WCHL's locally produced program dedicated to all things food. Download this and all episodes of Side Dish from WCHL's website, chapelboro.com. Chapelboro.com, more of what you live here for.
Welcome back to Side Dish. I'm your host, Deborah Miller. I am talking today with Paul O'Donnell from New York, and we're talking about Man Up, 367 Classic Skills for the Modern Guy. And before we went to break, we were talking about food, and we're going to move right into restaurant world. So you were saying that you had a lot of fun with this section.
I did. I mean, one of the most shocking things that I learned writing the book was I interviewed waiters, and one of them told me that a guy who had experience mostly in the New York area said that when a group of guys comes in, the maitre d' often puts them in a section of the restaurant that, you know, is away from everybody else, because the guys tend to act just horribly. And I didn't know we were, you know, men were just sort of institutionally quarantined.
I don't think I knew that either.
And so that kind of surprised me. And it really made me pay more attention to not only behavior in restaurants, but, you know, how do you do this restaurant thing, which you think it's sort of all about you, and you just walk up and it's their problem for you to have a good time. And so I ended up doing more reporting and interviewing and thinking about the restaurant side of things than I had expected. And, you know, some of the things are just how to pick a restaurant. You know, great advice is to pick a restaurant that actually has a pretty small menu, because it means they do a few things really well. Mm-hmm. Rather than having a voluminous, you know, 10-page menu where they're just churning out food more or less indiscriminately.
No, I agree with you.
Yeah, and that was a great tip. But also, when you pick a restaurant that you're going to take guests to, it's good to familiarize yourself with the restaurant, with the menu. And it's good to drop by and say hi to the staff, even if it's an important meal that you're having, like, say, you're taking out people for business or your girlfriend's parents or something, so that you familiarize yourself. They'll recognize you when you come in and treat you well. But also, in a business setting, for instance, that you know sort of where things are on the menu, so that while the business conversation is going on, you're not trying to pick, you know, from six different pastas.
Well, now, so that's a great point.
Yeah.
Because there's always that sort of downtime. You sort of fall into a void while everybody's, and the waiter keeps
coming.
Yeah,
it's like a pause in the conversation. Whereas if you can play more the host, because you already kind of have in the back of your mind what you're going to order, then you're ahead of the game.
What a great point. I had never thought about that. So you talk about how to get into a hot restaurant.
Yeah, and I...
It's not handing out 20s.
It's not handing out 20s. And in fact, though I felt compelled to put that in there because it seems to be such a guy thing to be able to get the good table, is that there's really no easy answer. usually the place where you're going to get a table is a place that knows you already and that you have some relationship with. And I don't discourage people to try to find out if, as I say in the book, you know, your uncle's accountant has a part ownership in the restaurant or something. I mean, if you can work a connection, go ahead. But you're not going to get a table by showing up and demanding one.
Or by being obnoxious. Well, Paul, you know what? We're out of time, and I hate that because I probably could talk to you all day about this book, and it's just so entertaining. Thank you so much for coming and talking with us.
It's been entirely my pleasure.
We've been talking with Paul O'Donnell, author of Man Up, 367 Classic Skills for the Modern Guy. Thank you, Paul. If you ever come to Chapel Hill, say hey. You've been listening to Side Dish on WCHL 1360.
Thanks for listening to Side Dish. Download this and all episodes of Side Dish from WCHL's website, chapelboro.com. Chapelboro.com, more of what you live here for. Side Dish is an exclusive broadcast of News Talk 1360, WCHL, Chapel Hill Carborough's News Talk and Tar Heel Station.